Iran issues a call that causes great concern for Christians. A ministry team celebrates Christmas in Haiti a few months earlier, and a special meeting creates a unique recipe for medicine and missions. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran's supreme religious leader called on Muslims this week to fight the blind and savage terrorism fueled by the West. That bodes ill for believers who are often targeted because of assumptions that Christianity is Western. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Greg Musselman says there's a reason for concern.
The Ahmadinejad has stated that he is going to go after the underground churches. They're illegal. They shouldn't be happening. There's these apostasy laws. We need to be praying for the legislators as well in Iran.
A combination of disillusionment and despair is actually acting as a catalyst for the gospel.
We're seeing these underground churches springing up all over Iran, where there are young people coming to know the Lord.
God's raising up a group of Christians with youth and passion. Musselman says they're doing what they can to resource the remnant church there.
You work with the people that already know the culture, already speak the language, and empower them to go back into their homeland or broadcast, getting Bibles and those kinds of things, helping disciple.
Meanwhile, sources confirm that two Christian brothers were shot and killed in Pakistan this week. Rashid and Sajid Emanuel were arrested earlier this month for signing and distributing pamphlets containing negative comments about Muhammad. After their court hearing, which confirmed they'd been framed, the two men were shot by an unknown gunman. Rioting followed. Pray for the safety of believers and for the blasphemy law to be repealed. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's Christmas time, at least it is for Haiti with Love. Their 23rd annual Christmas in August is coming up. Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love says they're trying to spread more Christmas cheer than ever in light of the earthquake.
The damages of it and the fear from it are always in the background now. So if you can give them a day away from that, that's a good thing.
In Florida, they'll hold a Christmas dinner with a silent and live auction to follow. The funds raised from this will provide Christmas gifts and a party for Haitian kids.
The more money we have to work with and the more gifts, simply the more people we include in the party.
And kids get a chance to hear the gospel.
We even have coloring books that we hand out to the children, and they have Haitian Creole Christmas songs in the back, and the front part, the Christmas story.
At our website, you can make reservations for the dinner or donate. Next, medicine and missions can make a perfect pair, and the International Mission Board wants people to know about it. That's why this month, IMB hosted the Medical Mission Mobilization Summit in Georgia. The summit stressed the fact that medical missions provides access to areas that other ministries can't go. This gives doctors the chance to be Christ to people who may never otherwise see Him. Go to our website to get involved with IMB's medical missions. And the National Special Olympic Games are drawing to a close today in Omaha, Nebraska. There, three athletes from Shepherd's Ministries participated in either bocce ball or basketball. Over 30 residents also came as spectators to cheer them on. Gordon Hodge, one of the residents, says,
"It's been a very good experience. It's very exciting, and there's a lot of familiar places to go and see, but overall, it's a different experience for all of us from Wisconsin."
While the athletes have met success, winning a gold in bocce ball and reaching the semifinal game for basketball, they've also had spiritual victories.
"We've been a shining testimony for Christ, and all the coaches and all of the other basketball team members from different teams have come up to us and said we're a very good testimony to them, so we're not ashamed."
Pray for the words spoken by these athletes to sink into the hearts of the hearers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.